health of the nation. Public health care in the global north is being hollowed out, underfunded and privatised bit by bit for many years. 20 years ago, there were almost 6 doctors for every 1,000 people in Italy. Today, it has fallen to 4.1. Similar statistics can be given all around Europe as the neoliberal agenda of privatisation reaches a frenzy. Only Cuba stands alone by continuing to increase doctor ratio per capita, which now stands at 8.2 doctors for every 1,000 citizens, twice the ratio of Italy, despite over 60 years of imperialist interference and an economic blockade. Here in Ireland, we have 2 health services, the NHS in the north and HSE in the south. The NHS in the north is the worst performing region of this once excellent health service. The HSE in the south is in crisis. The health service in the north, compared to that available to the people of England, is as dysfunctional as a cable car with no cable. It's going nowhere very, very fast. 41% of inpatient waiting times exceed 52 weeks in the second quarter of 2019. There are no regions of England or Wales where the equivalent figure even exceeds 1% by comparison. Only 0.06% of inpatients in the Midlands of England waited over 52 weeks for admission to hospital. The probability of waiting over a year for hospital admission in the north is 650 times higher. Of the 3,108 patients admitted for ear, nose and throat surgery in the Western Trust area of the north in Q2 2019, 59% had been waiting for over a year. By comparison, 41% of patients in West Lancashire in England waited less than 6 weeks. Spending on the NHS in the north is quite similar to that spent in other regions of the NHS, but with much worse health outcomes. There are a number of contributing factors. For example, 1 in 8 healthcare positions in the north are vacant, so the more expensive option of agency staff is used to bridge the gap. Many sections of the service have been privatised, which also costs more money. The damning factor, however, is pointed out in the excellent NHSA document, The NHS and the Struggle for Healthcare, which states that 20% of health outcomes are related to clinical care, 10% to physical environment, but 40% is related to socio-economic factors. That is education, employment, social support and community safety. The North is the poor relation, the British colony, where wages are lower, public services are lower, housing quality is lower, housing waiting lists are longer, poverty is higher, inequality is higher, and suicide rates are through the roof. The trade union movement in the north is unionist in nature. Reflecting historically, more jobs were distributed to the unionist population in the Orange Carvel, so more union members were unionists. Sadly, due to this inbuilt prejudice, they find it impossible to break off the attachment. Nostalgic love and loyalty for empire and the yearning for the glory days of its once great national health service. The NHSA research shows that hospital waiting lists in the north are the longest in Europe. You are 48 times more likely to wait for more than a year for care than a person living in Wales. 64,000 people have been waiting over a year for the first outpatient appointment in the north. That's 25% of all those on waiting lists. In England, by contrast, around 1,500 people are waiting over a year, just 2% of the number in the north, for a population of over 30 times larger. NHSA also reveals that accident and emergency patients in the north have the longest waiting times of any other region of the NHS. Sadly, the trade union movement is blinded by misplaced loyalty and nostalgia for the glory days. They are failing to join up the dots of their own research. The citizens of the north have been cast aside by the British regime and set adrift. The border has now retreated back to the Irish Sea, where it belongs, as in the inevitability of reunification of Ireland is hurtling down the tracks. The fundamentalist zealots have been thrown under the bus by their Westminster masters in a farewell package of marriage equality and abortion rights. British rule is imperious rule, whether the government is made up of Tories, Liberals or the Labour Party. Despite years of bluster by the likes of Corbyn, there was no sign of Britain exiting NATO under Jeremy Corbyn's Labour, or scaling back the armed forces, nuclear weapons or pulling out of the North as any socialist worth their salt would have to do. NPHFSA also remind us in their document that after only 5 years from the original founding of the NHS, the British Labour Party attempted to impose charges for using its service. What for, pray tell? To increase the pension? A temporary national emergency? No, it was in fact to flex their imperialist muscles by doubling defence expenditure at a time when they were actually spending more than the US. That's the true nature of the British Labour Party. For king, country and empire, rule Britannia. Unlike our trade union brothers and sisters in the North, in the South we are not afraid to state that the health service has failed the people and is not fit for purpose. There are excessive waiting lists, poor doctor to citizen ratio, 3.1 to every 1,000 people, slightly better than Britain in fact at 2.8. These are two failed entities. They cannot be reformed. They need to be dismantled and built into an All-Ireland Health Service, a new beginning for a new Ireland. We have to begin now to build a new Ireland for all its citizens, not for the British ruling elites or their lackeys, the Gombeyan politicos in the South. Reunification of Ireland is inevitable on demographics alone. It will happen sooner rather than later. We must learn from our history and not repeat the mistakes of the past. Only a socialist republic can remove the unnatural division created by the British that has kept our people at each other's throats for generations. A good starting point and the foundation stone of any socialist country would be a fully funded All-Ireland Health Service, free at the point of entry, from the cradle to the grave, from childcare to nursing home, and everything in between. If you do not condemn colonialism, if you do not side with the colonial people, what sort of revolution are you waging? Ho Chi Minh.